pending against him for nearly a decade. That resolution lets Paxton avoid a trial, which had been set to begin on April 15th. If he had been convicted, Paxton could have been sentenced to life in prison. Stocks are ticking higher near the record levels. The Dow is up 86 points now, and the NASDAQ is adding 4 points. This is SRN News.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or if 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Molnow, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And with My Lowe's Rewards, your savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers and earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it, literally. Learn more about our new loyalty program at Lowe's.com/My Lowe's Rewards. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, up your mouth on the potty. This is most of roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and heavy ice. My creepers always stunned. It's our potty mice. Yeah. Squishing everything so our cheeks feel flat. So everybody wanna touch the sky.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
About 4 years ago, I came into some knowledge on how plant-based diets affect your body and mind, and it was attractive to me.
Chef Tony Tejas makes the world's best salsa, and he's on a mission to make the world a better place, one cup of salsa at a time. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got an improving forecast as we start to dry out. Still mostly cloudy, a little breezy tonight. Overnight low temperature falls to about 53. Tomorrow, nice day, mostly sunny, high in the mid-70s for Wednesday. A little cooler Thursday, upper 60s with more sun. And a really nice Easter weekend forecast. High 72 on Good Friday, upper 70s on Saturday, and near or above 80 on Easter Sunday with lots of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You think that her head would be split, but good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stand in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
So do I look keen?
No.
I guess they didn't use enough shaving cream. We've got about 3 hours of that coming up on News Talk 93.1 FM on this Tuesday afternoon. My name is Greg. I'm an alcoholic. Rosie Brock is here.
And here they are.
And Jeb, you stand around all day waiting for your BM, the big moment.
Please clap.
So, generally, it's expected when you host one of these shows that you kind of have a clue as to what's going on in the world and what the news of the day is. And I don't, because I've been busy. I've been working on my Boom magazine column. Last minute, of course, and sometimes that's just the way it works. But I came up with a new word. I love inventing words. And the word I invented was influenza. It's the new pandemic. And this all began when that stupid Gallup World Happiness Study came out last week. And the United States, as Casey Kasem would say, has slid all the way from number 15 to 23 on the World Happiness Chart. And that's beyond contemptible. I believe it. Yeah, it's a very simplistic formula. They go to all these different countries. They survey all the different demographic groups and ask them on a ladder of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest rung, where would you place yourself? So the aggregate score was highest in Finland, I think. The Scandinavian countries, a lot of countries ranked a lot higher than we did. So why is that? Why is that? Now, I wish I had... I'm almost done with it, but I wish I had emailed myself a copy of it. But it cites... In fact, those in their 20s, people who are in peak physical condition, who are ready to conquer the world, who have, unless they've been injured or wounded or something, have bodies in peak condition, energy to spare, curiosity to kill, and their whole life is in front of them. And they are among the most miserable people in America. And they're blaming things. Pardon me while I get my violin out to play this, because this just set me off the deep end. They're blaming the fact that they can't buy a house and interest rates are so high and all these things. Life is hard. Yeah, that's true. It's tough to buy a house right now. Interest rates are high. But the tough question is not who you're going to blame. That's the easy way out. The tough question is, who did you vote for? And did you vote with your feelings? Did you vote because of celebrity pressure? Do you know why you voted for the people you did? Because those are the sons of bitches that are destroying your life. So get over it. And this ongoing assumption that life can be made fair. Because it can't. Life doesn't work like that. Somewhere in the world right now, somebody who's young and beautiful and in their 20s is being murdered or killed in some horrendous way. And a real jackass who's about to turn 100 is still around. I don't know why that is. I'm told... And I've read that from people who have been there, meaning they've been dead and come back, that all those answers await us when we pass. Instantly, we are filled with that wisdom of God. But until we get there, we kind of have to sort it out. But that's the way it is. That's the way life is. I'm sure everybody listening to me right now has known somebody who bought it early for reasons that had nothing to do with their own behavior. They're a true victim. And I'm sure we all know somebody that has lived well past their usefulness and has contributed nothing of substance to this life. Am I not right?
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
So I took the World Happiness Study. Because the only group in the United States that's happy right now are boomers. The only demographic in the United States that rated at a number that said they were generally happy, content, and feeling good. So you know what today's America does to that? They attack us. It's our fault. We stole it. We took it from somebody else. Which is total beazel schmee, is it? I'm right. I am totally right on this. And in the course of this, as I'm writing this, comes the term influencer. It's just another word to describe something that's been going on for time immemorial. Jesus was an influencer. Problem is, he's not influential enough today. Right? I mean, he created what? Followers. And isn't so much of the thing with social media today, how many people are following? What, and is that because you're really producing something of worth or value, or because you're cool? And are the number of followers you have, my influencer friends, is that based... Is that the basis of your self-esteem? Because that's not going to work. It's not going to work. Nothing works unless you believe you deserve it. And that was my problem, and I know others too. who grew into their careers faster than they grew into their own skin. So, that's the column. Influencers. Let's talk about that specific word from every generation has influencers. And in the column, my influencers, and I think for a good number of us who fall into that post-war to 1964, there's actually two groups of boomers. I'm not sure which one I'm in, the first or the second. I'm probably on the cusp. But our influencers were mom and dad and teachers. We had our celebrity icons and stuff. But the people that really shaped us were family and teachers who truly wanted us to have a happy life. The American dream. Be a millionaire. There's nothing wrong with that, but you got to study hard if you want to get there. You got to work hard if you want to get there. And today, let's talk to anybody that owns a company. Ask what kind of output they're getting from a lot of people under the age of 30. They don't want to work an 8-hour day. Well, that's for fogies. They don't want to take risks. They want their feelings protected. And this is just so not going to work, and it's going to end up being a major disaster. I can't think of a single teacher I had who used the term social justice. Yes, we discussed and learned about inequities in our country. And here's the question I have. I've been watching the political class try to fix these social inequities for 60 years. And at the beginning, you would be hard-pressed to find somebody who didn't think there was a lot of progress that needed to be made. It needed, you know, it's not that life can be made fair, but everybody deserves the same starting place without roadblocks relative to who we are, what color we are, and all that kind of stuff. And you would think, if you watch the news today, if you watch these assholes that have pulpits on networks like MSLSD and others, you'd think we've gone nowhere. We're getting worse. It's worse now than 1956. We're nationalists and supremacists and all this other garbage they keep making up. And sadly, there are way too many people on the younger end of the demographic chain that are buying into it. Climate change. Oh, which has now become climate collapse, because when you're close to an election, you got to worry about something much more. Because the climate's been changing since day one. 10,000 years ago, we would have been under a glacier here. The climate changed. The glacier retreated. I'm kind of glad it did, to be honest with you. She's worried that the First Amendment may get in the way of government censorship. How does that end well for anybody? So I may not have looked at a story today to have a take on it, but that's my take on the world. And I am excited about this piece. And part of it was inspired, I'll admit, part of it was inspired by the relentless attack on anybody who fits the boomer demographic parameter. Everything is our fault. Oh, look at there. In fact, I could pull up MSN News because that's where a lot of this crap is, but it's all over the place. We're just under constant attack everything is our fault. What was it today? Something, 19 things that boomers still believe that can't die fast enough. One of which, by the way, was heteronormativity. What is that? Heteronormativity. I think hetero is the normal. I believe there are two sexes, biologically speaking, and they're equipped for one purpose, and that's reproduction. And of course, pleasure is the wonderful byproduct that comes from that process. No, we're wrong for clinging to those myths as they're described. So let's see, where is MSN News? I'm going to go, shut up. I am going to go look for the latest boomer hate they have today. And it's nonstop. Every day they've come up with another reason why we suck and we're the reason everything else sucks. I'm just so tired of it. I get a different version of MSN on this computer than the one at home. But I'll find them. It's always something. 19 things that will die with the boomers. Hey, things die with every generation. Because we keep getting more modern. The rotary phone went with my mom and dad. My dad could have had a cell phone, didn't want one. I get it. And I never thought less of him for that. Hell, they were impressed when you could have a home phone that you could pick up without a wire and walk around and talk. That was a big frickin' deal. But we forget all of that stuff. So, I'm very pleased with this next column. I've talked to my publisher, Jim Watson. I've talked to Mark Robert, David Blackman, and others about the idea of doing, I'd like to call it the OK Boomers, since that's the snot, arrogant, unjustified reaction to so much of what we advocate. What do we advocate? Generally, I can only speak for myself, but generally we advocate what we know works. What worked for us? Hey, maybe it'll work for you too. But this, yeah, and then what are we teaching kids? I'm going to come to that in a minute. I need a two-minute break. 323.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter. That's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now, you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, with our March 31-day sales event, you can save $377 off every window and $777 off every door when you buy four or more units. Just text FRONT to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text FRONT to 200-300 to save $377 off every window and $777 off every door when you buy four or more units. Hurry, this incredible 31-day sales offer is only in March. Text FRONT to 200-300. Text the word FRONT to 200-300. FRONT to 200-300.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. The CEO of Boeing will step down. I'm sure I speak for every flyer when I say, don't let the detached cabin door hit you on the way out. Today is National Wear a Hat Day. Done and done, replied insufferable hipsters as they bought a tiny fedora. Steven Tyler turns 76 today. He's working on two new songs, Love on an Acorn Stairlift and Dude Looks Like an Old Lady. Bob Barker's estate is hitting the market, which is a totally missed opportunity. Imagine if they would have given it away on a showcase showdown. And Tennessee passed a law protecting musicians from AI. It bans songwriting software from using the words beer, truck, or blue jeans. This is not headline news.
That's the first line of my column. How do you scream in a magazine column? And then it just goes from there. Maybe I should read my current one over the air. But as always, those of you who have been long-term listeners know that that requires some encouragement at 272-9228. And the words you need to know are read the damn thing already. And I'll promise you this, if there's enough of that between now and 3:30, I'll do it in the segment following Rich's forecast in the next bottom of the hour here. I just noticed something. Oh, by the way, the column that I'm working on goes on to point out, and the whole concept of influencer. I mean, when are they going to make that a major in college? That is something you either have a gift to do or you don't. It's not something you can learn. I can't teach somebody how to influence others. I can give advice. But what kind of a specific... That's such a stupid goal. That means I want to be all over social media. I want people sharing my videos. I want 10 million subscribers and blah, 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 blah. It's such crap. The big story this morning, and we were on it from the moment we hit the airwaves, Rich Thomas, Jay Scott, and myself, was the bridge accident in Baltimore. And I was fortunate to get a video that revealed a couple of things in that wreck. One was the power going out on the barge before it struck the support that made the bridge collapse. And I just looked on Facebook, and I've had 1,100 shares off that. That just blows my mind.
Good grief.
Right, you are, Shepard Smith. What are you doing these days? How is life in obscurity now that you're gone from Fox? All right, we have some calls. This is Randall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, read the damn thing already, but on that boat, man, unless I can't get a hold of a video that they ain't messed with or something, because that ain't, I don't care. If he would have had full power, he wasn't missing that power on. There ain't no way. That big old ship was headed toward that thing before the power went out the first, and it blinked off three times. The second time, a bunch of smoke boiled out the back of it.
Yeah.
That thing, great. It wouldn't have, unless they got that video where it's you know, sped up a little bit, each one I watched, that boat wasn't making that turn. It was hitting, and look, that bridge.
Yeah, that's an indication. You're not hallucinating that. I think they're... We heard something this morning that there was some kind of an issue that happened before the power went out. That may have been the first symptom, but then eventually, and it's so eerie to see that as it goes, the ship goes dark and then hits the bridge.
Oh my goodness.
That's a peanut butter hiccup.
But also, you know, I am about the threes. I ain't gonna go into it, what's going on with the Houthis. But three days ago, that bridge anniversary, it was built in 1976, so it was 46 years old, and 3 days ago, and then 3 days later, it gets tore down. But threes is a big number with me because Nikola Tesla and everything, how the world works, and the megahertz, how they store information, and so I just want to say that's just another one. And for you to get 1,100 shares, you right back to where you go. It's something that they ain't, you know what I mean? They want to get out there. They ain't shadow banning you at all with this one. That's your number.
No, in fact, I've had pretty good buzz, like the Adam Schiff, We're Going to Need a Bigger Hoax, has done well. The Chicken and the Bunny didn't do so great. How about Elon? Well, Facebook, they definitely mute and shadow ban anything with Elon Musk. Randall, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it. Here is Station Wagon Pete.
Good afternoon, Greg.
How are you?
I'm doing well, sir.
piggybacking on what you're saying about life is hard, I remember saying, somebody said, life is hard. It's even harder when you're stupid.
Yeah. So, you know what? That's true.
Yeah. It is. So, read the damn thing already, okay?
All right, Pete, thanks. Your opinion counts.
You're welcome, buddy.
All righty. Sam.
Greg, thank you for taking my call. Listen,
sure.
I called in to try to identify the scream. I believe it's from Jungle Boogie from Kool & the Gang.
Oh,
yeah, the way you started that with the scream. That's what I heard, but yeah.
It's not, but...
Pardon?
I mean, it's not, but that's a decent guess.
Oh, darn. I thought I was gonna win that little prize, you know, because I want you to read it. And that was going to be my my prize. Please read it.
Well, here's a consolation prize. Master Thespian will be here at 5 o'clock, so we'll be excited about that.
Yeah.
Right on. Thank you, Mr. Boudel.
All righty. Oh. So we only have three, though, and I need five to read the damn thing already. And I need them before we take the next break. 272-9228. I got it. Hi, with whom am I speaking?
Meridian John.
Hey, Meridian John, how are you?
Doing well. All right, read the dang thing. You know, you are my contact to Montgomery, Alabama. Eclectic Alabama is where I'm from. Please read the thing. I mean, you are my contact to Alabama, and I love your show, man.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. That's very wonderful. Just on your words alone, I'm going to read the damn thing as soon as this break is over. Stay in touch.
Okay.
Good to hear from you. All right, that's four. We need one more.
You want to go on the air? Hold on. I had one call. They said, read it. This is Cooter.
Cooter. Cooter!
Hey, this is Cooter. First time caller.
Wow. By that name, don't you?
Yeah, I just called to say, don't read it, man. We tired of hearing that stuff on Family Unit Reading.
Oh, okay. So I only have four now.
Yeah, good. Take two off. I'm really serious. Take two of them off.
Whatever you say, buddy.
Read your damn thing, brother. Love you, man.
Love you too. Funny guy. All right. So we've, now all I got to do is find it.
There's probably one out front.
I don't think so. They brought a big pile this month, but I think they're gone. So what I'll do is I'll read the damn thing if we can find a copy of it. That's challenge number two today. Well, that's kind of how it works around here at the Creedence Blue Water Revival Broadcasting Company. Let me slip a word in here for Troy Bank and Trust and our friend Morris Capuano. Often one of our group at Baumhauer's on Wednesday nights. We were just talking about the American dream. He has made the American dream happen for so many thousands of people during his great career. He's a hardworking man. He embraces that work ethic. And he's now affiliated with Troy Bank and Trust, which is an institution, a financial institution with strength throughout the state of Alabama, and one that can never be merged into another company because their charter prohibits it. So there's stability there. And anytime an entity of that stature partners up with a guy with Morris Capuano's pedigree, that's a match made in heaven right there. People still buy houses during times like this. If you weren't around in the 80s, you didn't get to get mortgages at 12, 13, and 14%, which was the rate then. That's more than double what we're paying now. It was insane, but that's the way it was. So people still buy houses, and it's largely tax deductible, so there's that benefit to a first mortgage and owning a home. You can also get your money if you have a home improvement in mind. A lot of people are sitting, and there's nothing wrong with sitting on a 3% mortgage until things come down, whatever that may be. But maybe you want to make a significant home improvement to make the place you're staying even more enjoyable. Well, Morris can get you the money for that, 409-9300. Perhaps there's some investments you're considering. He could help you with those, and he can also get you money if you have a business plan and need funding to make it happen. That, too, is the American dream. Morris Capuano works hard. He knows the path to getting things done and would love to have the chance to help you, because that's really what he does, is help people. His number is 409-9300. Troy Bank and Trust is an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. and their NMLS number is 88697.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
335.
Well, here's what we have for you at this time. An accident on I-85 northbound at Taylor Road. That vehicle was off on the right. We're hoping that one's out of the way now. As well as Taylor Road at Copperfield Drive. That's out by Baptist East. 200 Coliseum Boulevard at Pelzer, right near Regents Bank. We had an accident there. Again, we're hoping that one is out of the way, but use caution there for a few more minutes. It's still showing as an active accident site. At I-65 southbound, just before Pine Level exit, we have a moderate crash there. Lanes are open. Please watch out for emergency vehicles working that one. Light to mostly moderate traffic everywhere around the area. When you need the best equipment, Thompson Tractor has everything from compact construction to heavy-duty machines. With over 65 years of service, Thompson Tractor's on Highway 80 off I-85. Little J, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. A third suspect has been arrested in the shooting death of 16-year-old Michael Cole Jr. Montgomery police have charged 18-year-old Jarrell Brown with felony murder. Teenagers Nicholas Shepard and Nedvin Jones have already admitted being involved in the shooting death of Michael Cole Jr. on January 25th. The Alabama Supreme Court has authorized the execution of a man convicted in the 2004 slaying of a couple during a robbery. Jamie Mills was convicted of capital murder for the 2004 slaying of Floyd and Vera Hill in Marion County. Governor Kay Ivey will set the exact date of Mills' execution. The deadline to register to vote in Alabama's April 16th runoff is quickly approaching. Those who are not already registered and those who have moved to another voting place must register by Monday, April 1st. Voters can mail in a completed registration form, go to the County Board of Registrars, or register online. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
I'm Alabama's personal injury attorney, Johnny Adams. Alabama's personal injury law firm is the Johnny Adams Law Firm. If you've been injured, call 500-5000.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Come out to Wind Creek, Montgomery, March 28th through the 30th for three action-packed days of competition, fun, and live entertainment during our second annual Pusa Jeep Fest. Check out the Jeeps and watch them compete for great prizes. Join in on the pizza eating contest. Shop or grab a bite at Food Truck Alley. New this year, take a photo with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot, free to the public. See times and details at windcreekmontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest is sponsored and endorsed by FCA US LLC.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got an improving forecast as we start to dry out. Still mostly cloudy, a little breezy tonight. Overnight low temperature falls to about 53. Tomorrow, nice day, mostly sunny. High in the mid-70s for Wednesday. A little cooler Thursday. Upper 60s with more sun. And a really nice Easter weekend forecast. High 72 on Good Friday. Upper 70s on Saturday. And near or above 80 on Easter Sunday with lots of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Track. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Look at all the liberal people.
Clinton argues her case for a socialized medicine scheme. Her Marxist dream smiles at the camera, saying she'll punish the wealthy to pay for her plan. Oh, what a sham, all the liberal people. Where do they all come from? All the liberal people, why do they seem so dumb? Little Dick Durbin voting to force our withdrawal from Iraq by next year. He lies and sneers, look at him smirking, saying our troops are like Nazis and other vile crap. Needs to be slapped, all the liberal people. Where do they all come from? All the liberal people, why do they seem so dumb? Pelosi likes to pretend that she knows what she's talking about. Looks like a trout, she injects Botox, just like John Kerry, who married his wife for her cash. He's such an ass, all the liberal people. Where do they all come from? All the liberal people. Why do they seem so dumb?
Yeah, that's a good question. Why do they seem so dumb? Because they really think they're liberals. They're not liberals. They don't know what liberalism is. Liberal is freedom, acceptance, tolerance. And they practice none of it. Not today's liberal. No, they want to tell you what to do. Anyway, I opened the show with a... I don't call it a diatribe. I thought it made a lot of sense, actually. About some thoughts that I put to paper today in writing my next magazine column, which will be called Influenza, the Next Pandemic. It's here already. But I promised I would read the current Boom magazine column. I like to do this for one reason, but only with your encouragement and permission, because I write in a way that's meant to be read aloud, if that makes sense. I am not literature. I'll never be confused with Socrates or any of them guys, because, you know, they're just intellectually off the scale. I can't compare to that. I'm just a simple hawk show toast of Montgomery, Alabama. And this, the current month, let me make sure I got the right one. Time flies. I'm just having such a great time. March. Okay, that's it. And the title of it is the $100,000 in terms of statusphere.
What?
I'll explain. Introducing a new and copyrighted term this month, the statusphere. It must be a new word. In writing this essay, Microsoft Word keeps trying to correct it to stratosphere, so it is not yet recognized. Entry to this winner's circle requires an annual income of $100,000. 100G was our boomer magic number growing up. In the 60s, very few people were earning the magic six-figure income. $99,500, chump change. The extra digit changes everything. Climbing into that special bracket then and now requires an individual to excel at something. Unless inherited, the six-figure income has survived incessant inflation to remain a worthy career objective. Historical perspective, please, oh great wordsmith. I'm so modest. Since the Major League Baseball season starts this month, let's talk baseball. 100K was a benchmark figure in sports during the 60s. In baseball, the very best could get there and were deemed rich. Legends like Sandy Koufax and Hank Aaron used their great numbers during the baseball season to season their paychecks into the stratosphere. Some fans are outraged. Imagine making that kind of money for playing a game. For perspective, and I checked, to make the 1965 equivalent in 2024 dollars, $100,000 equates to $995,000. In Major League Baseball today, there are dozens of players making $100,000, and this is true, $100,000 just for showing up for one game. Some make twice that amount, and several others more, all of it guaranteed, regardless of performance. Last year, the world champion Texas Rangers pirated a New York Mets starting pitcher named Jacob DeGrom. A top performer when healthy, the Rangers lured him away with $165 million. That's $203,000 per game, guaranteed over 5 years. Mr. DeGrom rewarded the Ranger investment by appearing in 6 games before requiring elbow surgery, missing the remainder of last season and most of the upcoming one. I'm glad it was not my money. Or am I? In a way, relative to sports, it is my or our money. For years, all pro athletes were grossly underpaid. Most worked off-season jobs to make ends meet. The Major League Baseball minimum wage in 1965 was $6,000. So for most players, $100,000 was a pipe dream. In 2024, the minimum wage in Major League Baseball is $740,000. But it is my, our money, underwriting these big dollar deals as ticket prices have skyrocketed. In 1965, $1 got you a bleacher ticket for the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field. A bleacher seat is still a buck today times 185. Bookies.com reports that a family of four buying the cheapest seats, 4 hot dogs, 2 beers, 2 sodas, and parking will spend $149 on average to attend a Major League Baseball game. That is 5 times more expensive than just 25 years ago. I don't mind anyone earning what they can legitimately in any field. Still, I remember Pete Rose announcing that $100,000 was his salary goal in baseball. Pete got lambasted for it because while a great hitter, he wasn't much of a home run hitter. Quote, home run hitters drive Corvettes, Rose said. Through sheer hustle, Pete hit the stratosphere. He bet on himself and won. With a rim shot inserted there. Continuing on, I'll bet he's real happy with what's going on with Shohei Ohtani right now. I went to school in an era when teachers actually encourage us to find something we love doing and go for it. Work hard, make money, be a millionaire. I'm not sure what teachers are telling kids today, but I'm hearing a lot of eat the rich garbage from a frightening number of Utes. Hat tip to Cousin Vinny. Well, eschewing work altogether. I entered the mithereal, that's another new word I invented for this column, stratosphere in 1986. On May 25th that year, my radio station manager woke me up from a nap at home with a phone call. My stomach dropped when he said, "Hey, Greg, Doug Donahoe here." Doug usually only called when I was in trouble for something I did or said on the air. Shaking the cobwebs loose, I choked out a, "Yes, sir." He then said, "I was wondering if you'd mind if I raised your salary to $100,000. I held the phone away from my face and looked at it dumbstruck. Carefully gathering my words, I replied, "No, sir, you have my permission. I don't mind at all. Thank you." I've often wondered, had caller ID been available then, would I have even answered the phone? Seeing Doug's name might have given me pause. Still, it was an incredibly special moment at age 33. In 6 years, my Florida radio career, starting at $180 a week, made landfall in the stratosphere. It was a very emotional moment. $100,000 is still an excellent income, especially in Alabama, where our cost of living is lower than neighboring states. The median individual income in the U.S. is $44,000, so $100,000 remains a worthy benchmark. When Pete Rose hit the stratosphere in 1967, he could have purchased 20 brand new Corvettes with that money. Today, 100,000 big ones would make a decent down payment on one new Corvette. There is one institution where $100,000 is mere toilet paper, government. When it was learned that baseball immortal Babe Ruth signed with the New York Yankees in 1928 for a staggering $80,000, the media, as useful then as it is now, pointed out it was more money than President Hoover was earning. The quick-witted Ruth replied, "I had a better year than he did." The current occupant of the White House is grossly overpaid at $400,000. As the spender-in-chief, his special number is $1 trillion in new debt every 6 months. That, by the way, is already inaccurate. It's $1 trillion in new debt every 3 months. an amount equal to that earned by 10 million people making the material $100,000. Wow. Yeah. That, my friends, and this is my final new word, debt testable.
Yes.
Did you like it?
No.
Okay, well, I did my best. But when you read it, that's how I want it to sound.
Yeah.
And I think the one that I'm going to complete when I get home after the show is going to be pretty, pretty, pretty good. Maybe.
You need voice inflection.
Yeah.
With your stories.
I wish there was a way, since Boom does have a website, I wish there was a way that I could make it available in audio.
Yeah.
I bet it could. In case you didn't like it the way it read, you can. Here's how you're supposed to hear it when you read it. Something like that. That would be a new feature in that particular business. All right. I am posting now yesterday's Explo of the Idiocracy with David Blackman. And that is available on Facebook now, and I'm still stunned. Of course, there was a surrealness to that accident in Baltimore today. And by the way, this is a city that has been run by morons for many, many years. It is in a state of decay. It's a high-crime city. One of the former mayors is in jail or went to jail for corruption. And can you imagine a city running itself based on the personal preferences of the mayor? Picking people because they're your friends or not because they're good at something. Well, it's your turn. Can you imagine running a city like that? What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah.
I don't know. Talk to one of our police. They won't go on the record, but they'll tell you how that's working out for them. So I, you know, Biden says he'll move heaven and earth to get it done. The only thing Joe's going to move is his bowels, and that's only if he's lucky today, if today is that special day. He's not going to move anything. But in a way, it's just another opportunity in this incredibly corrupt country we live in. And all of our major cities are in the hands of maniacs. Most of them anyway. New York, are you kidding? That guy? Adams, what a bad joke on them. But they voted for him. You get what you vote for. Chicago, we all laughed at Beetlejuice, and we thought, well, they're going to wake up there, and they're going to get somebody in who knows what the hell they're doing, who isn't running around and blaming every failure on her lesbianism and skin color. They found somebody far worse than Lori Lightfoot. So again, it's one of those, well, be careful what you pray for because you may get it. It may not be what you think it's going to be. And all the San Francisco, the gem, a gem of a city. Now there are athletes, and you're never going to get this from any of your traditional, because the sports media is as corrupt and corrupted as the regular news media. But there were free agents this past baseball offseason who wouldn't take San Francisco's money because they want to live in that place. The cost of living is beyond gargantuan. You have to be a professional baseball player making, you know, a seven-figure salary to live comfortably there and to avoid stepping into human crap on the sidewalk. So many big businesses, department stores closing, drug stores closing because the DA there is just like the jack off in New York or fatty ass Willis or any of the others. They just, you know, look the other way when it comes to crime. You're entitled. Hey, look, it's Gary on the phone at 3:55.
Hey, Greg, how are you today? Not on one of your rants, are you?
I was. Now, that wasn't a rant I opened the show with. That was a monologue.
Ah, true, true. I'm curious. I saw something today on Nextdoor.
Yes.
And wondered if it's true. Somebody wrote on there that our esteemed police chief that we imported from Louisiana is our esteemed mayor's cousin. I was just curious.
I don't know about that. I do know the guy had some baggage around him. And now we have said, if you listen to Joey Clark, he's been the one that's exposed the other side of that story with the police chief, with a woman who claims to have been harassed. And so far, nothing's come of it because our media only does what they're told to do. So we'll see how it plays out.
I'm just curious if that was the case. I've been told also that a lot of the department heads have been taken over by our esteemed mayor's buddies and seem to be in somewhat of a disarray.
Well, I think there's probably, it's like I said a moment ago. I don't know how much of that I could prove, but I wonder how many choices for key positions are being made based on merit. I know in some parts of our city operation, and I will not get specific on this, that is absolutely not the frickin' case. People are getting promoted because they're the right color, and that's it. And that's bullcrap. This is, it's, they depend on, and thanks for the call, Gary. They depend on this, hey, it's still 1965 mentality with fire hoses and German shepherds. Hello, Papa B.
Hey, Greg, Rosie.
Hey.
You know, you mentioned a while ago that, you know, you see these folks that get elected and they're just terrible.
Yeah.
And then reelected. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. And so I'm wondering, Greg, were these people truly elected? I'm not so sure anymore.
I don't think you can be. You either got to believe that they were elected legitimately or this country and its majority of its population have become unforgivably or irrevocably stupid.
Well, and see, that's the reason it just doesn't make. I mean, you know, you got your neighborhood burning down, and you're going to go elect the arsonist. It's not making any sense.
That doesn't make sense.
So,
and I got news for you. It's not just, you know, an issue in neighborhoods where crime has been traditional or habitual or whatever the right word is. Rich Thomas lives in a nice neighborhood. And some guy came out of his house this past weekend and started firing his gun into the air. Dozen times. Police come out. We can't do anything. We need to catch him in the act. Really? Really?
Yeah, right.
Eyewitness testimony counts for nothing. Did you look anywhere near that property to see if there was a shell casing?
Exactly.
And I understand that the people that did this were squatters. So we've got that problem here, too.
Yeah, we need to recognize that we're in the middle of a color revolution. It's a cultural revolution, if you want to call it that. But color revolution is where we are right now. And
how's that working out for everybody?
Not really good. But,
I could care less what color anybody is if they're doing a good job. That's all I care about. Are you doing well at what you were picked to do? And if you're not, your ass needs to be fired. Just like it would be in the private sector.
Right. Well, when I say color revolution, I mean cultural revolution. I mean, you know, third world kind of stuff. I don't mean a racial slant to it.
No, I understand.
But anyway, that's where we are right now, and that's what's happening. And so I'm not so sure we can count on some of these people actually haven't been elected. So anyway, all right, guys.
I think you have every reason to question that. I get emails all the time from people pitching show topics and ideas. Here's one. The subject line says, Alabama, the most stressed state. We know that 82% of employees are at risk of experiencing burnout in 2024. And a new report.